Is he not worthy? Is he not worthy of all the praise that we can give him? Now, I want you to do one more thing for me. If God had to bless you, if you and anybody here in need of a blessing, in need of a miracle, just needed God to move in a miraculous way. Now, if God had to bless you based on the kind of praise that you would give him, I'm going to ask you one more time. If God had to grant your request based on the kind of praise that you would give him, I want you to give him that kind of praise. In the house some kind of house. Amen, amen. I had to find a way to break that ice, I'm telling you. God is good, God is faithful. I wouldn't trade this for anything else in the world. I love him. I'm loving my journey with him. We give honor to the Spirit of God that's definitely in the house. What an awesome praise and worship that went forth today. Amen, amen. Feel like I'm home, like maybe I preached in this place before. We give honor to the visionary of this house, Pastor Dawson, his wife, amen, his companion, who are taking some time for themselves and to visit some family. We honor them, we salute them, amen, and we count it a great honor and a great privilege that I was even asked, amen, to be able to share with you as the Lord has shared with me. Is that okay? Amen. We're appreciative of that. To Brother Turbo, to Sister Taylor for her hospitality here, to the man of God, Brother Bill, Brother Kwame, we just love you all. Amen. Now, I never preach for popularity. I know there are a lot of people that I get absolutely under their skin, you know, but I believe that if you're going to be challenged, there are times that you need to be preached, a message that needs to be preached. So many preachers are preaching acceptable messages. Acceptable. They're trying to find out where the people are at. And wherever they're at, they try to preach there to find you. I'm not going to find you today. I'm going to let you find me. Is that all right? Is that all right? The Bible says that Moses sent out 12 spies. 10 of them came back preaching something that people could swallow. 10 of them came back saying, man, we're like grasshoppers in their sight, man. We need to take another journey. We need not to go into our place of promise. And that was an easy message for the children of Israel to swallow. But 2 came back with a message that was just a little bit more difficult to swallow. It was not as acceptable. And sometimes you got to challenge people, not where they are, but where they're not. Oh, come on, somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. So I'm going to try to do that today, and I'm going to pull off the safety net, and we're going to just jump, and we'll see what the Lord has to say. Amen? Amen. Let's open up our Bibles to the, I'm going to be doing some scripture reading here. Carol, most of you use the King James. Is that what you use? Okay, then I'll put away this unsaved version of the Bible, and I believe the word is right in any translation. Amen. So we're going to take a look at the book of the Psalms, the 138th, division of Psalms. We'll be looking at Isaiah, the 55th chapter. We want to establish some groundwork here. Would you stand to your feet with me just one more time? And if somebody would be so kind enough to hand me a watch. Y'all know I got 8 hours worth of preaching. I got to narrow it down. So don't get nervous. If you fall out the window, I'll just help you and pray and pick you back up. Father God, we thank you now for the Spirit of life. We thank you for those who are here, Father. Now we ask you one thing today. We put aside our personal differences, our hang-ups. And God, we ask that you would give us ears, that we would hear what you have to say to us. Help us not rake this to the left, rake it to the right, to the person behind us or in front of us. But give us ears today, God, that we would hear what you are saying to us. same again. Father, now I step out of self. And God, I ask that you would move through me, in me, by me. Let me not, let me only speak, God, what you would ordain for this congregation today. And I'll give you the blessings. I'll give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. You may take your seats. Okay, let's go right into establishing a little groundwork here. Can we do that? Somebody tap your neighbor and say, now don't fall asleep now. Look at him and say, if I catch you falling asleep, I'm going to tap you. I'm going to tap you. How many of you believe that the Word of God is absolutely the Word of God? This is the final authority on all issues of life. How many believe that? You believe that? It's the infallible Word of God. I believe that holy men wrote this as they were moved on by the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to make a confession here. Just to be honest with you, there are some things in this book that I do have difficulty with. I know some of you, or you walk in this easy, but there are some things in here that God requires of me that sometimes just don't make sense. Sometimes God asks me to do some absolutely ridiculous stuff. He asks me to love people that hate me. He asks me to bless people that do me wrong. Every now and then he'll push me to give somebody money that already owed me. Anybody here know what I'm talking about? He does really ask me to do some things that I find it hard to do. There are some appetites in the flesh. I know y'all say, folks. But there's some appetites in the flesh that I absolutely struggle with at times. Bringing those things under control. How about you? Don't make me feel like I'm the only one up in here. Look, you have issues. I heard that lady praying that prayer. You have issues. Turn around to your neighbor and say, I know you got issues. Yeah, I got issues too. But the one thing that I have learned as a foundation, that regardless of what I feel, regardless of what I think, that I really, at the end of the day, I believe with all my heart that God has my best interest at heart. Somehow God has set me up if I just, even when I don't understand what he's asking me to do, if I just take him at his word and I do this thing, it somehow works out for me at the end of the day. How many believe that? All things somehow work together for good for them that what? Love God and are called according to his purpose. Now, so now that we've established that we all believe this book, I want to set up some groundwork here because I want to talk about the kingdom today. But I don't want to talk about it for what you think, what you feel, what somebody told you, what your grandmama said, what your organization said, what your denomination said. I want to go right from the Word of God, so let's establish it. Because there's a lot of things that we believe that have nothing to do with God. A lot of things we share and have nothing to do with God. If I really wanted to get, you know, deep this morning, we got praise and worship leaders. You know, hello. But you know what? Really, we got pastors. But God's original plan, he never intended us to have that. You're supposed to be able to come to church and nobody had to lead you in worship. Because worship was something you did Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Come on. No, let me stop. Let me leave y'all alone. Don't want to mess with your theology too much. But Psalms 138 and 2 says something. Let's establish something about the Word of God. Psalms 138 and 2. I want to read this to you. I'm just sharing with you where I'm at in the Lord, what the Lord is sharing in my heart. Psalms 138 and 2. You know, isn't it amazing how you can't find something with you in somebody else's Bible? My Bible, I just do like that, and it'll fell open. Look, listen what Psalms 138 and 2 says. I love this. Now watch. It says, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for truth. For thou hast magnified, watch this, thy word above all thy name. Now watch it in the New Amplified Version. I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and for your truth and faithfulness. For you have exalted all else, your name and your word, and you have magnified your word above all your name. Now listen. The psalmist is telling says, "For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater." Now watch what it says. "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it." He's saying, look, my word is not going to come back to me void. Whatever I laid out in this scripture, whatever word that I've spoken to your life, God says, when my word reaches you and my word goes out, he says, I promise you that my word is going to come. something to me. Even if I don't see a sign, even if I don't see a miracle, even if it doesn't look like it's going in the direction I thought it should be, I'm going to hang on to God's word. See, some of us are looking for God to move us. So, I prayed today, and I felt that. You know, I just sense something. But there comes a time in your life that you've got to know what God spoke to you. You've got to know what God is saying to you. And even though when I am praying, I don't know about you, but there are some times that when I am praying, it feels like my prayers are hitting the ceiling. Anybody here praying like that? Sometimes you feel like if you're wondering if God is answering your prayer. But all I got to go on, he said, if I abide in him, his words abide in me, then I can ask what I will, and then what? It shall be done. Abraham said, I don't care if I'm 90-something years old. I don't care if my wife is no longer, you know, at that time when she's giving children. I don't care if the womb is dead and dried up. I know what God told me. If I got to walk this by myself, if I got to believe it by myself, if nobody pats me on my back, nobody encourages my spirit, nobody says go ahead and get up, I know what God has told me. He staggered not. You are not saved because of some sign and wonder. You are saved by faith in God. The Bible says God counted Abraham's faith as righteousness unto him. He wasn't moved by what he saw or felt. All I see, here's where you get in trouble. Now, I may be walking some dangerous territory. You got my back back there, right? Okay. I may have to get out of here. Listen. That's why some church folk are so messy. It's hard to pastor some of you because you're emotionally bent. Everything is about what you feel. When I think, well, Pastor, I felt, well, you know, the way I feel, you know, and we try to tell you what the word of the Lord said, but you, let me talk about my church. I pastor a church too. You know, my issues, most of the major issues that I have in my congregation, because everybody trying to pastor me according to how they feel. And most of the stuff they're falling out over is silly stuff. I don't like that sound. We want to do that sound. So wanted to do that sound. But I felt like that. Oh man, I know. Don't laugh over here. Quiet. Get yourself away. Stop. You know. Well, I thought we should have got this chair. We wanted this color, and they got that color. It's silly stuff. And churches fall apart over silly stuff. And why? Because you are willing to be And there is a difference between being a Christian and being a citizen. If you are a king, then you establish a kingdom. Come on, come on, come on, come on. And a kingdom is a place where a king rules. And if, well, watch it, I know some of you have been preaching this, I'm a king, I'm a queen, I'm a king of the king. You ain't nothing if you ain't in charge of nothing. Why call yourself a king and why call yourself a queen when you're not in charge of anything? I'm making some sense to somebody. A king and a queen are supposed to be somebody who's in charge of something. Am I right about it? Right? Watch, 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 watch. Now look at Genesis 1 and 26. Let me help you out and get out your way. See, because the Bible calls me a saint. The scriptures call me an ambassador. Come on now. Scripture calls me a son of God. Tells me that I am a citizen of heaven. I am king. I'm a child of God. But it doesn't say Christian. Now, I know I'm helping you out some. I'm helping you. Even if you don't know it, I'm helping you. Now watch what Genesis 1 and 26 says. Are you with me? And let us, who's this talking? God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Anybody in agreement with that? God is speaking. Let us make man, watch this, in our image, after our likeness, and let them, watch this, let them have dominion. Now watch this, folks. The two most important words in that verse of scripture right there, God says, let us, and then he says, let them. Let us, talking about himself, and then he said, let them. Somebody said, that them means me. Somebody tell me your neighbor, said, that them means me. So he's talking about me right there, right there. That them is my name. He said, let us make Dwight in our image after our likeness and let Dwight have dominion. He said, let us make Andrew and then we'll let her have dominion. Oh, you're with me. You're with me now. You're with me now. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. You were born to rule. I'm going to say something contrary. The earth belongs to you. Oh, y'all got to get a witness up in here. Y'all help me so I can finish this out. Somebody look at me and say, the earth belongs to me. The earth belongs to you. Now watch this. Watch this. I'm going to finish this up. Go to Psalms 115 real quick. Psalms 115. Watch what it says. One verse of scripture. The 14th and 16th verse. You have it? Version. This is what it says. The 14th verse. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. I'm going to wind this up, folks. Stay with me just a little bit. Tap your neighbors and stay with him just a little while longer. He said this. The heavens, even the heavens, are the Lord's. In the 16th verse. He said, but the earth has he given to the children. Watch what he says. The earth is the Lord's. And the fullness thereof, because it's his right to do what he wants to do. He has chosen, he said, I'm going to keep the earth. I'm going to keep the heavens. I'm going to let you have the earth. It's mine. I can do it what I want to do, and I've chosen to give it to you. So that you will rule and you will have dominion over the earth. Nothing in this life is supposed to rule you. The Bible says that they shall have dominion over what? Over the fish of the sea. Over the birds in the air. The plants and the trees you're supposed to have dominion over. The plants are not supposed to have dominion over you. You're supposed to have dominion over plants. Come on now, folks. You don't know what I'm saying, do you? Tobacco not supposed to have dominion over you. Tobacco's a plant, just in case some of you don't know that. That joint is not supposed to have dominion over. Talking about the plant. Now, I'm supposed to have dominion over plants. The grapes that make the joy juice, not supposed to have dominion over you. You're supposed to have dominion over it. God made you to have dominion. Or somebody say, I know I got it. I know I got it. I know I got it. Listen, listen, listen. Watch. Let me bring this thing, kingdom thing down to you. I'm supposed to have dominion. My desires. I'm not supposed to rule manifested life on me. I'm sorry. I apologize. But you always want to jump on my stuff. Look, let me tell you something. People who are always judging and criticizing somebody else, you're always looking at what somebody else doing wrong. I got news for you. The only reason you're doing that is because you ain't got no vision for your own life. When you got a vision for your life, guess what? It takes a lot of my time to keep me straight. I ain't got time. Well, hello. I'm trying to keep me right. I'm trying to keep me holy. And I got too many issues to be trying to pick your nose. She has to get permission to enter into that apartment because she's in an agreement that even though she owns it, watch it, they have rulership of the house. was tons of money and broke. People live in a house for 18 years and pay somebody rent and never own the house. I got news for you. If that's you in the house, that's your mentality. You ain't supposed to rent from nobody for 20 years. At some point, God says you are supposed to be the lender, not the borrower. You're supposed to be the head and not the tail. You're supposed to be the top and not the bottom. You're supposed to be the owner. Come on, somebody say amen. If anybody got what I'm saying, just say amen. Now watch. Say, but your mentality has been damaged. Now here's what Satan does. Your biggest challenge in life is not sin and the devil. Oh, the devil did not. No. Stop it. Well, you know, it's just, I got this sin. No. Satan is sin. It's not your issue. on that one by myself. Don't even need your help. Why? Because my vision is a 100-year vision. Some of you are talking about 5-year vision, 4-year. You need a 100-year vision. You need a vision that will be blessing somebody. When you're 6 feet under waiting for the Lord to come, you need a vision that will be blessing your children's children, your grandchildren. See, that's why Bill Gates and Mr. Forbes and some of these people got nothing to say what you want. Daddy was the president. The son is the president. Another son's a governor. Why? Because somebody had a vision that went beyond themselves. Ain't no sense in you hating nobody. Just get you a vision beyond yourself. Get you a vision beyond that monthly rent you're paying, the house note that, the little note that you're paying, the little clothes you're trying to buy, a little bill. Get you a vision that's beyond that. And stop living from week to week, month to month, year to year, and that's extending your vision, just trying to make it through the month. You will stand to your feet. I will pray. I'm going to stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. You haven't been standing up. I'll preach another 20 minutes. Stand up. Some soft God. Listen. Maybe this is not the kind of message that you want to hear today. You are a citizen of the kingdom. And as a citizen, Brother Turbo, I'm entitled to all the benefits that my king has established for his kingdom. I don't preach a prosperity gospel. Some ignorant people want to label it that way. Understanding, I believe in disagreeing with God. I agree with God. Now you looking at me and saying I'm messed up. People look at me and say he's arrogant. He's this or that. Now you know what? Because it's so much easier for you. If I came in here with a sad song and say, well, you know, I've had some hard trials and I ain't got this, I don't have that. See, you always say, oh, God bless him, Jesus, bless him. You know, but the minute somebody starts talking to you about having. Being a king, being a kingdom. Why does that make people a little nervous? And I had to stop, come to the place where I stopped playing down to make other people feel comfortable with me. Playing low, trying to act about this thing called humility. That ain't humility if you lie. Well, I don't want to say what I have or what I'm not. People in the world, lifting up their God. What's that show to come on called Cribs? People own these teenage rap stars owning cars, don't even have old enough to get a license to drive. Garage full of cars, showing them off. Look what the devil has done for me. Look what fame has done for me. Look what fortune has done. Living in these unbelievable houses. I can't wait to get a television show called Kingdom Cribs. This is the house that God built. We need somebody who has testimony who will believe.